Thank you very much, Floyd. Appreciate that so much, and I welcome everybody to our session, Creating and Playing Accompaniments on the iPad. And I think this is really cool is that we have so many people who are interested in this. I've talked to some of you individuals. It's great that you are doing what you are doing in the classroom, including this information. So what I'm going to try to do today is give you a lot of hands-on. Set my little timer for 45 minutes, and we're off. Several years ago, a gentleman by the name of David A. Williams developed an article, and you'll find it in MEJ. And he talked about using the iPad as a performance instrument. Okay, it's a very controversial article because some people don't look at it as a performance instrument. I'm going to try to show you today, hope, that it all works and how you can make this thing actually play and perform for you. So, I'm going to get into a lot of areas. I'm going to try to show you some things you can work with. Jazz, instrumental music, vocal music, and do a lot of different things, both instrumental and vocal. So, let's see what happens. But while I've got this going, let's do something else. Oh, Señor Don Gato was a cat. On a high red roof, Don Gato sat. He went there to read a letter, meow, 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 where the reading light was better, meow, meow, meow. 'Twas a love note for Don Gato. My fourth grade kids always loved that song, so I had to throw it in. So I got to see if something else will work for me.
Welcome to the game. The first note you'll need is the note B. With your left hand, take your thumb and the first finger. Your first finger needs to cover the first hole, and your thumb covers the hole that's behind it. Make sure you fully close both holes and blow them forward. Play B to start the adventure.
I've done, this is the hardest. And it's funny to understand this. My background is in recorder. Okay, I studied out with Abel Legend at Indiana University on the real instrument. Okay, I can play Bach and all the Telemann and all the things that you can do with the instrument. Okay, My first time when I went out there, I was out there in scholarship this summer. Avis says, "You got a tenor?" And I said, "Yes." He said, "Get down in the practice room and blow all day as hard as you can. I don't care what you play." Now, this is sort of an insult to me, you know. I mean, I've submitted my audition tapes, and I'm at Indiana University, and they're giving me a scholarship for the summer and a whole bit. And the most important thing about working with the recorder can be done so well with Joy Tunes playing with music. It's such a super app because it's got so many things involved. You notice the breath control that I have to work with, okay? Okay, something that I go all the way, here I am postdoctorate and doing all this with this instrument and be able to use as accompaniment app. It's fabulous. Okay, I just use the note B, obviously, because I don't have time to get all the other notes. But if you go between all the other notes, you always have an evaluation. Okay, and if an evaluation that you really mean, that I got my number of points that I have. And you get involved with timing, rhythmic awareness, and breath control big time. So be aware of this as you go. So this is something that is really out there. It is very, very cool to work with. So let me go back and open up and show you a little bit with the what I was working with the iReel Pro in just a second. Because... excuse me?
What was that app?
It's called Joy Tunes Play With Recorder, okay? And it's available to you. I've given you, by the handout. If you didn't get a handout, folks, it's up online. As a matter of fact, I brought X number of handouts. If you go to my business card, go up on my webpage, you will find this session there. You can download the webpage. You can get the handout in digital format. Okay? It's fantastic. The handout is gold. I mean gold. Because everything I've given you in here, I'm going to have to try to play. And I've given you songs that you can use for a accompaniments where we get into playing the app and all different types of things. Okay? So it's fantastic. Go up online. You can work it with your kids. It's freebie. It's nothing. I'm not making any money off it. Share it with your kids. Start to look at all the things that you ask about where the location of this and you can find it. Okay? Which is there. Okay. iReel Pro. This costs approximately $10-$12. I'm not selling it, but I'm telling you it's a good opportunity because what you can do is an alternative to Bandinbox. So many people use Bandinbox. Yay. Okay, when you get involved working with the pad, you got a problem. Because if you go Bandinbox with the pad, you got to download it onto your regular computer, then you got to find your IP address, okay, you know what I'm talking about, IP address, and then you've got to put it into your pad and go back and forth between the instrument. Okay, this is so cool because what it does is allows you to put in any type of accompaniments you want to make for your kids. I decided to use Don Gatto, okay, because that was a song. When I was teaching public school, I would have probably used it. But if you can put in any type of apps, any type of song that you want and share it with your kids. Now, there's a lot of great features. If you notice that I used in the mixer, I used a vibraphone, acoustic bass, and a click track for my percussion. That way you could hear all my golden tones. You know, I didn't want anything to be lost to you as my audience. Okay, but then if I wanted to go with Fast Jazz 2, I then put in and worked it with an acoustic bass, drums, and I changed my reverb and used the piano. Okay, really cool things to be able to do if you want to do songs. So you can work with any instruments. If I want to change then into, use it for my sax, I can then put it in a concert B-flat. Okay, and I can use, if I want to play it, if I want to go concert E-flat for my alto or whatever. So there's all types of fantastic things you can do with it. Another thing is you notice you can put in a number of times that you want to go through. So if, let's say I was playing a gig with this. Any jazzers in here? Okay, if you're a jazzer, you can use this. Okay, you can use it on the stand. Okay, you can put in a number of times you want to do. You can play to the keys you want. You can build your own chords or chord lines, and there's fantastic things to be able to work with. I'll show you in a second. I can work with all types of different types of swings and tempo. I can work in with an up-tempo swing, swing two. I can work with various New Orleans swings, all types of neat things that are there to work with. The other thing that is so cool is you can go into export mode, and you can share your audio. You can share it out as a WAV file, or you can work with with MIDI or with the new file that is coming out. It's called Advanced Audio Coding. Anybody work with that yet? Okay, that's new coming. You probably all work with AIFF by now. Okay, the new direction with Advanced Audio Coding. Another file, ProAnt, that you can work with, which is a very, very cool thing. I can't show you this because I'm not on the web, but I'm going to show you anyway. If I go in find mode, if I'm connected up to the internet, you'll notice that I can go to any of the music library and iTunes stores and find all types of tunes that are similar to the file that I put up online. So, if I had this connected to Gatto, you would find that all those files that people have put up regarding this song are there for you, which is fantastic, because then you don't have to sequence everything in, which is a cool thing you can work with as you get involved with the Pro. One other thing which I think is very, very cool, and let me get out of this, if you go to the night mode, you will then be able to change everything into white on black. Okay, so if you're a gigger or you're playing in subdued lighting, you've got this thing on the stand, and it's an awful lot easier to read. Okay, a lot of fantastic features to be able to work with the iReel Pro. So, let me get out of these things and show you something else. I started to work with another app which is really cool called Thumb Jam. Anybody work with Thumb Jam in here? Okay, let me show you this because it is really cool. Thumb Jam allows you to play use the app as a solo instrument. Get rid of this for a second. And when I get into Thumb Jam, I put in my tenor sax mode. And the patches on this are really, really cool sounds. Okay, now if you're a sax player, you'll notice, is that a tenor sax? No, it's a... Well, okay, very good. So we can then flip the octave on it. And I'm into tenor mode, okay? And if you've noticed what I can do with my finger, I can move my finger back and forth and put in vibrato. And I can also do lip slurs, okay? If you're a tenor sax player, you know, if you go between the lines, you can get slurs in there, okay? I'm not doing it as well as I could, but this is what you can do with the tenor sax mode, which is very cool. If you've got kids that are using this thing and you are working with span, you might want to change the span if they have larger fingers or younger children, okay? Very nice, because now if you'll notice, I've got a span probably twice the size of my finger, which is very, very cool to be able to work with as you go. Okay, so what I want to do with sounds, you know, I can do a lot of things. I can change my scale mode. So if I wanted to go into major scale mode, and what I will do, and I will change my span a little bit because I like it a little bit larger, and I might be able to do this. Okay, so I can play pretty much what anybody wants to use this as a solo instrument, okay, which is a very, very cool thing to be able to do. Okay, well, I'm going to change my scale again. I'm going to change my scale now to a major blues scale. And I'm also going to change my span because I like it a little bit smaller. Okay, so my span is there. Now what I've done is I've taken iReel Pro, and I'm trying to think in terms of saving you guys a lot of money. Because I've taken iReel Pro and I've exported out a file. Okay, and I've taken that file, you can send these on to your kids, MIDI format, any of the formats you've already seen. Well, what I've done is I've put it on my MacBook, and now we pray that this works. And what will happen is that I can then use that. Go away, please. Thank you. Okay. No, really, it becomes, we can go crazy with him because of the live file. Yes, sir.
Did you say you exported the accompaniment file from iReal Pro?
Yes. Yes, exactly. From iReal Pro. I made it up in iReal Pro. I exported it out, and I could have sent it out as a MIDI file, depending upon how much type of a synth I had going on the pad, or I could send it out as a WAV file, or if I wanted to go on PC side, or if I wanted to go the advanced audio format now, and I have that on the Mac. So that's the way I do it. Really cool. I mean, you could do this so easy, it costs you nothing. Okay, and the kids then have that, and they can play it. Now, you want to say, go back to what David Williams and I got going about. Somebody says this is not an instrument to play. I'm using a linear keyboard, okay, versus a piano keyboard. Okay, all the things that I'm doing here are just as musical as I was playing with a piece of plastic or if I'm playing with a tenor. Okay, I've got to hear my chord changes. I'm getting involved with a scale. I've got to hear my thirds. I've got to hear form. And if you're into the composition mode, this is another thing to do because the kids can then record. You'll notice up at the top you have all the record features. So what they can do is they can record in themes and they can build in that direction. Now you can also put in loops. So I put in a salsa loop, and then I can work with this. And so I can play loops in this thing too, and I can record at the same time. So if you're in the composition mode, the kids can sit there and they can compose pieces. Okay, they can work with that, which I think is a really cool thing. I mean, I have so much fun with this, not for what I'm doing in terms of demonstrating, but just playing, going, playing these things because it changes my ears. I mean, when you get into, you can start hearing chord changes, and if you get into iReal Pro, there's all types of exercises. That Fast Jazz 2 is really cool because if you're a jazzer or anybody who's working with improvisation, you want to go through circle of fifths. Okay? Wow. Boy, oh boy, that'll really work you out. So that is something that you can do that works out quite nicely. So I will get out of that and years ago, I have a girl in one of my classes online who is working with ukulele. She teaches in the Chicago Schools District. Okay, and I said to myself, oh boy, you're teaching ukulele in the Chicago School District? Well, I thought this was fantastic, okay, because she's really up into it. I had a problem when I was doing ukulele. I was playing a baritone uke, okay, I had some real problems. So I wanted to see what I could do by playing the strum and using the iPad as some type of a background. So I got involved with looking for strums that I could use with my pad. And anybody work with the Snyder-Higgins book for guitar? It's published by Alfred. Be aware of it. I've given you that information in your handout. Great book. It's got all types of songs in there. You can use it with class guitar or you can use it with the pad. Because then you can see various types of strums you can do. So I decided to learn a calypso strum. And I'm using a down, up, down, up, down, up. Da, 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 da. Goes like this. Okay, I'm playing Paul McCartney style, okay? As you know, Paul McCartney plays his bass the other direction than the other people, okay? When you go to your handout, you guys with handouts, look in there. I've given you pictures of controllers you can use with your pad. You mount the controller into your pad, and you can play chords with this hand, and the kids can strum this thing just like they would be playing a regular guitar, and they can do Elvis if they whatever they want to do with it. But there are a couple of those. Look at those, okay? Because those are neat things to be able to do. So, you can also turn this around. I'm using the free version because it's not on the web. It's not giving me any advertising, okay, which is really cool. But what you can do is you can come up with some various strums. You can use a mute, or you can use the control strums that are in. And you can do something like this. Down the way where the nights are gay, and the sunshine daily on the mountaintop. I took a trip on a silly trip, and when I reached Jamaica, I made a stop. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town. Leave a little girl in Kingston Town. Okay, so you can use that app, and it's really cool, okay? So, I mean, I was not a person who was into ukulele play, but doing this, I think I was really a fascinating thing. And you can use the screen to play musically, okay? My point being, always that word, musically, as you go. So, I want to go into GarageBand, and I'm doing that, I really don't want to go into GarageBand, but I know that many of you people use GarageBand. It's free, okay, which is cool, and so that. And you have opportunities to work with various strums and have your kids play it as they go. So I'm loading in a song, and I'll show you that in a second. So I can do a lot of things with various types of strums. A basic strum that I will use for four will be a down, 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 up, down, up. Okay? I can change that to a down, 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 up. Or if I wanted to go into three, I can change it into a one, two, three, and. Or down, 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 up. Okay, very nicely done. Beautiful sound, okay? You just have to experiment with it, and of course you could accent that first beat on the three so you get a three feeling. Or if you're working with younger children, what you can do is use the icons. Okay, notice the difference in the timbre. Hey, big difference, isn't it? Okay, and what you can do, you can use a swing quarter eight. Okay, you can do something like this. Swing low, sweet chariot, humming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, humming for to carry me home. Okay? Works out beautifully, doesn't it? Okay? Or you could take the same thing and do it as a down-up strum. I looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Coming for to carry me home, a band of angels coming after me, coming for to carry me. Thank you. Very good. Okay, so you can do a lot of things with it, okay? It's really cool to be able to work with as you get involved with the various strums there. How many people have worked with the autoplays? Okay, autoplays, great. Autoplays are there. You got to watch your harmonic rhythm. Okay, you know what I'm talking about. Because what they will do when you get involved with autoplay, they will throw additional chords into the strum. So as long as I'm working with what I am doing now, I'm only working with one chord per measure with my harmonic rhythm, then I'm in pretty good shape. Because this will work fine with the autoplay that's there. See, this works nice with it, so that I'm doing with the swing low. Swing low, a sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Okay, that works, okay? Then you can get into some various finger types of strums, and notice the difference in the timbre. Cool, right? So that you can do something with the finger strum. See how nice it flows? And I try to end on the root. Okay, which works better. Now, okay, you say, okay, Kirsten, well, you're being simplistic. You can do it with your fingers, too. Okay? You're working with the guitar players. How many? Yay! Okay, guitar players, then you know you, as you lay out your board, you're working with your low E and your B, and then you're working your A and your E, and then your B and your F sharp. Okay, so you can use a T-I-M-I. You can actually use a T-I-M-A if you want. I'm doing that, sure. One other thing I want to show you. You can do a mute on this. If you're a guitar player, you know, you work with brush mutes, okay? You can do that too, okay? I haven't perfected that one yet, okay? It's there, but it's there. Yeah, a brush mute, you hold the end of the fretboard, okay? And we'll give you a mute, okay? If you'll notice, I'm touching the end of the fretboard where the darker brown at the end, and I get a mute, okay? Which is cool. Good question, because I didn't explain it right, okay? And I can start playing with brush mutes in there, which is a cool thing to be able to do. Okay, what you can do then is, just as you are playing guitar, obviously you're going to be playing with the other side, except for Paul McCartney, okay? With his money, he can do anything he wants. Anyway. You can then do something like this. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. And so you can end up on the last note, okay? And I shouldn't have gotten the bottom, but that's what you wanted to hear. Okay, so that's what you can do with it very nicely finger-wise, okay? Which is a cool thing to be able to work with. Okay, so let's do some changing. Okay, first of all, what I'm going to do is I'm going to change my instrument. And I've decided to, I want to show you some of the things because now I want to get into some logistics. I'm going into smart keyboard mode. And as you get into smart keyboard mode, I want to change my key. So you do what? Does everybody know? Yeah, okay, you've been into it, I hope. Okay, but I'll show you anyway. Okay, you're going to go to a key change. And if you'll notice on the bottom, it says follow song key. Don't open that up because it'll ruin you, especially if you've laid in the sequence. Because what it'll do is it keeps following this key change, and the thing will get all out of whack. Okay, but I'm going to change my key. I'm going to change it to the key of C major. Okay, and I'm going to change that. And I've noticed my B7 chord I don't like because I don't want a B7. I want a 5-7. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going back and I'm going to change the chord. Now here's a tip for you, okay? I'm going to edit my chords. I can change that chord out of the B7 mode, but if you're working with younger children or people who have problems going between chords, you put in none. Now what does that do for me? Okay, that means that if I want to set up my sequence of chords and I want to put none between the various three, if I work with 1-4 or 5-7, okay, then I can put in a none between them and don't have a problem with going back and forth. Okay, take the tip. It works out very nicely. Okay, so I will change that chord to a G7 chord, and you get it to out of none mode. And I'm going into a G7, okay, and I should be done. Okay, great. Okay, if you work with the keyboard, how many people work with the keyboard? Yay, okay, good. So what do you do? How do you work it? Anybody? Okay, good, yeah. What I do with it, I'm playing left-handed on this thing. I use my thumb for the roots and the fifths, okay? Because the way it's laid out, you've got your root, fifth, and octave, okay? And then you go up all the inversions. You can see where my finger is hitting. Everybody see that? Okay, good. So then what I tried to do is to build some oompa. Okay, so I'm using my thumb for the bass, and I'm using my index and middle fingers for the other notes. And so now, here I started to make mistakes because I was dragging my middle finger, okay? And so this became exciting because then I was getting this. best thing that I could be able to do with sounds on it. Because this, I mean, this is really a fun thing to be able to do. So you might be able to do something like this. So rise and shine and give God that glory, glory, rise and shine and give God that glory, glory, rise and shine and give God the glory, glory, children of the Lord. Animals, they came in, they came in by twosies, twosies. Animals, they came in, they came in by twosies, twosies. Elephants and kangaroosie, roosie, children of the Lord. Now it's your time, okay? You know the Rise and Shine song, right, folks? Now we got all wonderful music teachers in here. I want to hear a nice rendition of just the Rise and Shine, and here we go. Rise and shine, and give God that glory, glory. Rise and shine, and give God that glory, glory. Rise and shine, and give God the glory, glory, children of the Lord. Okay, very good. Bravo. Okay, I give you a plan for that. Okay, so you can do a lot of things working with the piano mode, which I think is a very cool thing to do. Okay, how many have worked with the keyboard improvised using the sequencer? Okay, I'll show you. This is really sort of cool. Because what you can do is you go into the top of the thing and you will see the sequencer mode. And if you'll notice, as I open it up, I have laid in some tracks. And my tracks have started with a Liverpool bass and a bass drum. It's very easy to do. All you have to do is hit record mode and lay in lines. So I've started out very simply with my bass drum and my bass. And then I built in an afterbeat under my snare drum. And then I added an acoustic guitar. And then I added a roots rock guitar. And then I added in a grand piano. And finally, I added in a classic rock organ. Okay, so you can lay that in. Now, I've stayed very simply because of the time limit I have. So you can lay out accompaniment within the instrument itself. Now, what you can do a lot of things with, if you get your instrument involved with that, what you can then do is change the type of instruments you are working with. And I've been using the smart keyboard, and now I'm going to be using a dumb keyboard. Okay, if I can get back into my mode, which I just had. Open up, thank you. And it's not going to do it. Okay, let me get quickly back into that. But what I'm trying to do then is use that accompaniment to be able to play the various sounds that I have developed. Okay, let's go. And it's not going to do it. Okay, so anyway, I'm going back to that keyboard mode, and I've got it open. Great. Okay, so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to not use a piano in this. I'm going to use a classic rock organ. And I've set it up so that I can show you something with the various drawbars there. Does anybody know about the drawbars on the instrument? Okay, they are great. Okay, you're working with Mr. Ike. My first job was working as an organ teacher for Dick Liebert. Dick Liebert was the organist at Radio City Music Hall. Okay, he could do things in his hand that I couldn't do with two hands and two feet. Okay, he was that good. Okay, but we worked with organ sounds, and I sold Hammond organs. Okay, Hammond, as you probably know, was a clockmaker. Okay, and they had this, what we used to tell our people, our organs are never out of tune with themselves, okay, with everybody else, yes, because they had this little circular thing that went around at 60 cycles. Why 60 cycles? Because that was the frequency that you got out of your AC outlet, okay, so this could be a problem, okay, but what Mr. Hammond did was work with a very simple harmonic sound, okay, working with 8 foot, okay, which means unison pitch if you're an organist. You can add 4 foot, which is the octave above, 2 foot, about that, and 1 foot. So you had a nice flute type of sound. Following the harmonic series, then you will add fifths. Hear it? Okay, and thirds. Okay, this gave you your harmonic background for the sounds you were able to produce. And then if you've ever played a B3, you know you have that nice speaker that goes around the Leslie speaker. You can then approximate that too. All right? Or what you can then do if you want, you can add what is called a chorus effect. A chorus effect on a pipe organ consists of two pipes that are the same pipe, except one is tuned slightly flat. So you get two sounds and you get this undulation back and forth as they beat in and out. Okay? Well, you can do that by using the same thing by using the chorus effect. So then you get that type of sound. And you can add percussion to it and harmonics. And then if you go below it, you are adding the 16-foot sound, which is lower, and then an octave below that. So what after doing that, what I can do then is I can take my sequence that I laid in and I can play along with it. So you can work within your instrument and develop an accompaniment and then put such of a line in and improvise off it. Okay? Cool. Okay, I just stayed simply with 1, 6, 4, 5, 7, 1. Obviously, I could use other types of sequences as I go and build this on. So there's a lot of things to be able to work with. Smart strings. Okay, I've just sent some things on, some criticism on the smart strings because I'm a little bit bothered. They think they can do an awful lot more with the string thing. Essentially, you've got two things you can do with it. You know you can do a staccato up the scale, or you can do a legato. Okay, which works out very nicely. If I use it for accompaniment mode, I go out of the first violin part. Why? Because it gives me a better accompaniment. Okay, so if I'm singing under it, Kumbaya, my Lord, Kumbaya, Kumbaya, my Lord, Kumbaya, Kumbaya, my Lord, Kumbaya, oh Lord, Kumbaya. Okay, so you can do a pretty nice accompaniment underneath the thing, okay? And the kids can do it, and you can have that as part of your thing. So I wanted to show you all the various things that you can work with, because you work with pad and the various aspects of GarageBand, which are there for you, freebie. So let me get out of that. And I want to show you one more thing. Don't ever put down MIDI. I've got a lot of MIDI shows that I can show you apps. Most of them are cheap. Most of them are freebie that are online. They usually have some pretty good sounds with them, okay? And then, so this is something to be aware of. You can use a lot with MIDI files as you start to work with your kids for accompaniment and so forth. The one that I'm talking about, Music Studio, is cool. And I've got this, the freebie version or whatever comes off the web, because it's really a nice thing to work with, because you can get in Bob with doing some accompaniments, and you can set in your chords at the top. And if I want to go into set mode, I could add, let's say I wanted to add a G to that, I could add that in, and then I could have my chord with a G in it. I don't want it because I want to get to a little thick, but I could then be able to do some type of accompaniments, and I might be able to do something like this. Okay, so then I could be able to put accompaniments in, and if I wanted to, I'm with you and you're with me, and so we are all together, so we are all together, so we are all together, so we are all together. Sing with me, I'll sing with you, and so we will sing together as we march along. And I added that a dumb thing because if you notice what happened, I hit the set button and I added in notes that I didn't want. So if I wanted to go back now, it's clean. Okay, you can do that. And you can work all the way up and down the octave with it. So this is something you can work with Music Studio. Or the other thing you can do, which is really cool, you can go into track mode. And as you start getting involved with the various tracks that are up there, it has a great set of sounds for providing backgrounds, which is really cool because then you can lay in your own MIDI files and you can get sounds like this. Nice, isn't it? Okay, beautiful background, freebie. And then you can use it as an accompaniment file or just as for singing or whatever. And up by half steps. So there's all a lot of different things that you can do with it. Okay, 4 minutes left. Okay, and I got to show you resources because you all, okay, you're a fantastic audience. Thank you very much for that. And also, thank you very much for singing. Okay, so let me show you some things that you can work with and places to go on the web. One of the people, everybody knows Amy Burns, right? Okay, Amy is the past president of TIME. She is a fantastic lady. She is a teacher at the Far Hills Country Day School in New Jersey. And the reason that you want to go to her site and all the information there, folks, is on your handout when you go home because I've given you her site. But the fantastic thing is she works with kids. And so when she's talking about the pads and working with the accompaniments and giving you a lot of the type of information that I'm talking about, you'll find it's real life and it works, especially if you're working K through 6 and K through 8 because she's also teaching instrumental. So you can do that and go to her site. She's got 2 free books out, which are fantastic. I don't know why they're still free, but download them because they're good. Another thing you could do with the pad, if you go up into the wrench tool, you'll find you can go with jam session. So if you've got kids with 3 and 4 of your iPads, they can play together and do some things together, which is really cool because they can play as a team. They can be able to construct some songs for themselves, and then it will auto-collect the recordings, which is very, very cool. One person works as the control person, and then as the head of the band, and the others work with being able to collect them. Fantastic opportunity for improvisation. Also, look up on the web. I've given you the site for David Williams. You've got to see his band. He's got 4 guys. These are college profs, but they're doing pretty much the same type of thing that I'm doing. Okay, but there's 4 and 5 of them as a group. You can do so many things with improvisation and playing. And once you start playing the keyboard, it's practice. Okay, it's no different from this thing here or my tenor or the keyboard or anything else. You got to practice it. Okay, and it does screw up at times too. So, thank you very much for coming to my presentation. Certainly, if I can help you in any way, you've got my email, email me, okay? Because I'm fascinated about what people do, especially with music teachers in the field. So thank you very much.